Returning now to Zareya itself, the Pnimius of Zareya. When we were learning the Nigla, when we were learning the Halacha of Zareya, of how to define Zareya, we were concentrating on the particular Nakuda that's a Chiddush, that distinguishes and separates Zareya from the other Malachas. There is a resemblance we spoke a lot about with cooking, with baking, but the Chiddush of Zareya, of course, is that the pu'ula, the act of the person, thank you, the act of the person, the involvement of the person, really, is finished from the moment that he puts the seed into the ground, even though he tends to the soil and so on. But the ma'ase of Zareya is completed when he puts the seed into the ground. Before it ever takes root, as long as he put that seed into a place, as we learned, that's ro'ui litzmoach, that is a place that something can grow, and the person's intention is to put this into the ground, that this seed should become bottle, should become one with the earth, then at that very moment, even though nothing has taken root, at that very moment, we no longer look at this as being an edible seed, like a garin. It's no longer a piece of food. It's now the zera of that which is going to bring forth into the world fruit or plants, whatever it might be. It's now a chelik of the adamah. It becomes part of the earth. It's bottled to the earth, and we watch the miracle of Hashem unfold. Therefore, in effect, what we learned is that the chiddush of Zareya is that it takes place in the way the creation itself took place. It's the most similar to creation. Creation, of course, is yesh me'ayin, something from absolute nothing. Yesh me'ayin. That's creation. And the way that it works with Zareya is that the person puts the seed into the ground. The seed becomes ayin, not ayin the way there was at the time of creation, but it becomes as nothing as something could be. It rots, it deteriorates, it becomes ayin. It disappears, it becomes ayin. And then, miraculously, from that ayin comes forth this yesh of an apple tree, of an orange tree, of flowers, that comes into the world from this ayin, a yesh. All that man can do at that point is what the Gemara says in Shabbos, Slavon Aleph, that we spoke about many times. Ma'amin b'chai olamim b'zareya. He believes in the creator of the world. It's fascinating. Ma'amin b'chai olamim b'zareya. We don't find such a lashon by any other malacha, by anything else, because Zareya resembles creation in that way. These ma'amin b'chai olamim, the one who gives life to all worlds, the life of all worlds, is Hashem, b'zareya. And the second that he puts the zera into the ground, he walks away from that zera, he walks away from the seed. The seed is mizbatel to the earth. It becomes ayin, it becomes nothing. And from that moment of its disappearance into the earth, what gives life to it is this emuna that the farmer has, this koch of tzmicha that we're going to talk about in a few minutes, from the Alter Rebbe, and then later on from Rabbi Nachman, this koch of growing, and we have this new thing in the world, yesh me'ayin, this plant, this tree that was not here before. So, what all of the mefarshim are asking, and lahavdil, all of the scientists, experts, whoever lived, have spoken about from the beginning of time, is that how is it possible that from this seed that disappears in the ground, that becomes nothing, that deteriorates, that rots and disappears, how is it possible that there could be something that comes into the world, like a pineapple or a banana, something that has a gewaldige tam, a taste, and has a beautiful appearance, and people are able to have a tremendous pleasure eating this, or if it's a flower, looking at it, or whatever, a tree, to have such an einig from eating it or from looking at it, where the garin itself, the seed itself, is in a klum. It's nothing. It rotted in the ground. So this has been a mystery from the beginning of time. How could such a thing happen? So the Torah that you received this morning, you should have it on your phone if you printed it. It's part of a longer Torah. It's very, very, very important and beautiful Torah that's found in Likutei Torah Parshas Netzavim for the Baal HaTanya. The Alter Rebbe is talking about mitzvahs. When you and I do mitzvahs, when a Jew keeps a mitzvah, that's what he's talking about. And he's explaining the koach of a mitzvah with a pasuk in Navi. If you do have it, you could see all the way on the bottom of the right side, which says Beis, V'hine al gilui zeh. V'hine al gilui zeh. It's hard at this hour to just listen. It's chaval. It's much easier if you have it inside, but to try. V'hine al gilui zeh, sheidei maise ha-mitzvahs. Regarding this gilui, this revelation that takes place as a result of our mitzvahs. What happens when we do mitzvahs? That's what the Rebbe is talking about. What happens when we do mitzvahs? So there's a gilui. When a person plants something, he takes a seed, he puts it into the ground, it disappears, and then something is revealed. Something astonishing is revealed. Infinitely greater than, and appearing to be much more significant, tasty, and more beautiful than the little thing that he put into the earth appears. So the Altar brings a pasuk in Yeshayo, in Yeshayah Samach Aleph. Namaki ka'aretz toitzi tzimcha uchegana zeru'eha tatzmiach. In English, for as the earth brings forth her growth, ki ka'aretz toitzi tzimcha, just as the earth brings forth its growth, her growth, and the way that a garden makes the seed, when you put the seed into the garden, the earth makes the seed shoot up into a tree. And the pasuk ends, he doesn't bring the end of the pasuk, he brought it earlier. Kein Hashem lekim yatzmiach tzedaka utihila neged kol hagoyim. So too, that there are things that you and I do in our lives that at the moment that we're doing them, they appear to be not significant. They appear to be unimportant. It seems to be an act that we do that just, you do something, then the moment later it's gone. But then, as the pasuk says, Kein Hashem lekim yatzmiach tzedakah. Hashem takes these mitzvahs that we do, and when we plant these mitzvahs into the garden of our lives, that somehow Hashem causes something remarkable to grow. Something amazing happens. So the Rebbe explains the pasuk. Ki lahavin, this is real chassidus. This is real Chabad chassidus. He says, ki lahavin, I'm only learning a tiny piece. It's a long piece. Just a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. Ki lahavin, eich alidei asiyah gashmiyas, demayisah hamitzvahs. We need to understand, Alter Rebbe says, a person does a physical act. He takes a pair of tefillin that's made from the hide of an animal. He takes something physical. He takes a tzitzis. He takes a piece of this world, a physical thing. He says, "L'havet eicha yidei asiyah gashmis." How is it possible that by doing something physical and asiyah gashmis, the ma'isa ha-mitzvahs, from the mitzvah that I'm doing, yis'alu b'b'chinas kodesh ha'alyon mamash, that something comes forth from that is called in the svarim kodesh elyon, the holiest thing in the world. We say it in every time we make a bracha, asher kiddushonu b'mitzvahisav. Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvahisav, v'tzivonu, l'nech tvil. That I do this physical thing, that a person who has watched the whole process of how you make a parrot film sees what's going on and how this came into being. And then the next thing you know is everybody's kissing this thing and making brochas. And not only that, but it has this galactic effect. The whole universe is somehow transformed by my taking this piece of a behemoth and wrapping it around my arm and head. So the Alter Rebbe says, it reaches when you and I put on tefillin. I'm just using tefillin as an example. When you and I put on tefillin, the effect of that ascends to a place that's higher than the hishtalshus. That means that's higher from the point where creation began. It's going to someplace higher than creation. Higher than, I don't mean creation like this, than all worlds. Higher than the hishtalshus. Higher than before everything. It goes to a place like Kaidim before creation. It ascends to something that's beyond anything of this world, of all worlds. Achine al ze nema b'mitzvahs loshen zriya. That's why we find, when it comes to mitzvahs, the loshen of zriya, of planting, zriya. As it says, ziru lachem litztaka. In other words, plant all of your good deeds for righteousness. Ziru lachem litztaka. Zorei tzedakos matzmiach yeshuos. We plant good things, our mitzvahs, and somehow matzmiach yeshuos. Yeshuos grow from the mitzvahs that we plant. So we find that the lashon of zoreya, of zriya, is used throughout Tanakh to describe that moment when you and I are doing a mitzvah. Like the farmer who, that moment of putting the seed in the ground, he walks away from it, and it seems like shum davar, it's a shum davar. And the truth is that the seed itself disappears. But something mysterious happens in the earth. He believes that somehow, that when he puts this thing into the earth, it doesn't disappear into physical nothingness. It disappears into a world that's called Ayin. Ayin means something that is before creation, that's higher than creation. And from that place, or that reality that's called Ayin, it's Matzmiach Yeshuas. You can have 10,000 apples. You can have a whole orange grove. Something in this physical world, something miraculous takes place. So why is a mitzvah called a seed? And why is it that when you and I are doing mitzvahs, it's called Zoreya Tzedakos? Peirush, Shekamai al derech mashal. We see that when you take a seed and you plant it in the ground, so meach eitz pri, this magnificent fruit tree, grows. V'inia pri yesh bo tuv tam v'oinig. And the fruit of this tree is tuv tam v'oinig, is delicious. People enjoy it. If you're a guy that's selling Arbaminim, you can make a parnasa for the whole year from that. It's delicious, it's an esrig, and you're making a parnasa for a whole year from this raga. From what? From a seed that you put into the ground. Now, it only works when the seed is bottled to the earth. And it's the earth that can bring forth fruit. He says, V'hinei ha'pri yesh bo tuv tam v'oinig, mashal haya klal o klal b'hagarin. The seed itself didn't have any taste at all. It had nothing. It didn't look like anything, and it didn't taste like anything. Shehagarin ein lo shum tam klal. The seed has no taste at all. V'imkein yipole, so it is a wonder. Eich nitzmach mimenu perus mushubachim betuv tam. How did delicious fruit grow from this nothingness? L'mayla mayla mimahusa shel hagarin. Something infinitely greater and higher than the seed itself came forth from the seed. Something much greater, entirely different, and much greater than the seed came forth from the seed. Acheinin d'altar b'says. Acheinin who? It was the altar of his yard site today. You know, it was. We just finished the altar of his yard site. Acheinin who? D'ikar atzmicha humikoach atzomech sheyesh ba'aretz. This tzmicha, this transformation takes place, this growth, because Hashem created the earth with something that's called koach atzomeach, which we're going to learn more about in Likut Amran, which is really emuna, faith. Koach atzomeach. Sheyesh Baris. That the earth has, Hashem created the earth, that it has this mysterious koach to take nothing and to make it into something. Mashiyesh Bavuhu, Mimaimer Tad Sheharetz Desha. When did this come into effect? When Hashem created the world, and he said, Tad Sheharetz Desha, that the earth should bring forth grass, whatever. Ve'etz Oisapri, and should have trees that bear fruit. In my separations. Shekol Zer Hamaimer. Those words of Hashem, those words of Tad Sheharetz Desha, and Eitz Pri Oisepri, those words were infused into the earth and every single second of creation, as Dr. explains, of course, later on, Shaykh Demuna, every second Hashem is saying those words, Tad Sheharetz Desha, Eitz Pri Oisepri Lemineu, every single second the earth is being infused with this mysterious koach that's called Eitz Pri Oisepri, Tad Sheharetz. Koach HaTzomeach, the koach of growth, of taking Ein and making it into Yesh. So these words of Hashem, this energy of Hashem, this Or, this light of Hashem, is enclosed in the earth. It's called Koach HaTzomeach. V'koach Eloki Mamish. This is a godly thing. It's Koach Eloki. Now you could talk about photosynthesis behind Bismorgan, and you could label everything, but the emes is, it's a plea. It's an ace. There was a song that was very popular 40 years, 50 years ago. Small wrinkled sea, tiny and brown, carefully put into place. Give it a year under the sun, and then it turns into an ace. And then it turns into an ace. A small little seed, tiny and brown, you put into the ground, give it a year under the sun, and it turns into an ace. It's mamish, an ace. It's a pella. Has this koach Eloki. L'chadish yesh me'ayim. To take something that had deteriorated into nothing. Into nothing. And l'chadish yesh me'ayim. Yesh me'ayim. Not another, not a new seed. The whole orchard. Yesh me'ayim. L'hoitzi kol minei tzmicha betamim shayinim. All different plants with different tastes. Makshimikol makom yesh tzorach bezriya unetiyas hagarin. All man can do, and what the person has to do to make this happen, is the act of putting it in the ground. Makshimikol makom yesh tzorach bezriya unetiyas hagarin davke. Lefi she'ein habrocha sheri rak yesh bechinas kli milimata. Because in order for the brocha of Elokus to connect to it, we were given the responsibility to make a kli, to do something, to create a kli. Once we create that kli, milamata lishkan by habracha, then the bracha of this mysterious koach hatzomeach, this elokus, is able then, Hashem made it in such a way that it's then able to connect to this ayin, to this nothingness. The Zohar says that a bracha cannot appear in a place that's totally empty. Can't be. There has to be a kli. That's how Hashem made the world. That there has to be a kli. Al kain, zoren bo hagarin shiye bechinas kli. Therefore, the farmer takes the seed. That's the kli. Lishkon bo or, that can now become a dwelling place, a container for the or, for this light, this infinite godly light of Hashem, v'shefa koach hatzomeach, that's called koach hatzomeach. Now he'll talk later on, here he puts in parentheses, we'll get to it later on, maybe not tonight, where he talks about things that just grow on their own. We're not planting, things that are just growing out in the woods. He talks about that also. After the parentheses, v'hainu, aidei shagarin nirkav ba'aretz. When the seed is humble, and it becomes bottle, it is nullified. It allows itself to disappear, and be swallowed up in that reality of the earth. It's nirkav ba'aretz. It rots in the earth. V'chol koichay oyle. And then what happens is the koch of the earth connects to it. V'nichlal b'koch ha'samech. And that emptiness of the ayin of the seed that deteriorated is nichlal b'koch ha'samech. It becomes swept up in this koch of Elokus. It's called koch ha'samech. And this Koach HaTzomech are the words of Hashem from Bereishis that are continuously being infused into the earth to give the earth this Koach HaTzomech that Hashem said at the time of the 10 Mamars, the 10 utterances, Tad Shei Ha'aretz. So now we get back to the mitzvahs. Why is it that mitzvahs are like seeds, and that when you and I do a mitzvah, it's called being zorei tzedakos, it's planting. So the Rebbe explains, k'mayichen yuvan l'mayla, eich mi ma'ase mitzvah. So a person takes a piece of an animal, a physical thing. How is it possible? Mi ma'ase mitzvah, shenislabsha ben yonim gashmiyah. A ma'aseh mitzvah that we do using something that's physical. How could it be? That there can grow something from our mitzvahs that's called kodesh ha'elyon, that's infinitely greater than anything that you and I ever did with a piece of an animal's hide. And something grows from this that ascends to the highest worlds, higher than the shtalshel, higher than creation itself, higher than all the worlds. Kodesh Ha'elyon, it's called. Keser, to the highest place. Dahainu, the reason for this is, Yishum Shaha Mitzvahs Hein B'chinas Zriya, because mitzvahs are the B'china of Zriya, of planting. Mitzvahs are plants, are planting. Shen Nizroim Ba'aretz Ha'elyona. When you and I are doing a mitzvah, we're planting that mitzvah, we're planting that mitzvah in what's called Be'eretz Ha'elyona, the transcendent earth, which is the Bechina of Malchus. V'no'us t'chilasen b'saifan, and that from this earth, the earth is corresponds to the sphere of Malchus, the final sphere. And you know that the rule, the principle of the spheres is that no'us t'chilasen b'saifan, that Malchus, it's all a circle, so Malchus connects back again to what? To Keser, to crown. So from planting a mitzvah in Eretz Elyona, in my human life, in earthly life, I plant this mitzvah in Malchus, in my physical life, which is Malchus, and that from this, somehow, there's a connection that it becomes swept up into the world of Eretz Elyona, of Keser, of the crown, of higher than all worlds. Because it's a circle. Hainu shebe'eretz al-yoyne shenikra eretz soifa dekol dargin. Malchus is called the end of all madregas, the final sphere. It's called the earth. Nos mitchilos and mamish b'chinis kodesh al-yoyne. And the end is tied together with the beginning. That's where the end and the beginning meet. So the end, which is Malchus, I keser al-yon, is keser al-yon, is the crown. Kodesh Elyon. V'zehu b'chinas koach ha'tzomeach shaba la'atzmiya gilui oiris elyonim. That through our mitzvahs, in the world of Malchus, in this physical world, using these physical objects, this koach ha'tzomeach that Hashem created at the time of creation brings forth, la'atzmiya gilui oiris elyonim, brings forth and reveals Oireis Elyonim, great supernal lights, holy, exalted supernal lights, great energy of Ruchnius. Ide Maisa HaMitzvahs, through my act of doing this mitzvah, Ide Maisa HaMitzvahs. Vayim de Maschel Shabbos Shabbosn, Hugabe, Anikibarai Shvan, okay, Shekamai, Shekoach HaTzomer Shabbarets, Hagashmius Matzmiach Kol Minei Megadim, the same way that this koach of tzomeach, of growth, that's in the ground, that Hashem created in the earth, brings forth all kinds of delicacies, Kol Minei Megadim, delicious fruits, Sheish Be'am Tuv Tam Vo'enig, they have a delicious taste that people enjoy. Kach Nishpa Mikoach HaTzomeach Shabaretz Elyana, when we plant our mitzvahs in our lives, in this world, Shabaretz Elyana, in the sphere of Malchus, Kol Minei Hizgalus Tanag, that brings forth, Kol Minei Hizgalus Tanag Elyan, that brings forth the highest pleasure, Kivyochel, of Hashem, for Hashem. It brings forth the most delicious fruits for Hashem. And all kinds of yeshuas, even in this world for us. Kol minei hizgalus tanug elyon. We're getting ready for Tu B'Shvat over here. Kol minei hizgalus tanug elyon. She yunen and megili or ein soif baruch hu. That through that tanug elyon, that the Baruch Shalom has this pleasure and delight from what we plant. There's this tanug elyon that Hashem is mashpia all kinds of hashpos that Hashem sends forth into the world. To all worlds, all kinds of hashpos, to give life to all worlds. Through what? Through you and I, putting on the tefillin shavai shen tefillin shen. V'oinig nifla le'in keitz. Oinig nifla. Ein keitz. It's a wondrous pleasure that we can't understand. Le'in keitz. Infinite. She'afilu al tanuk she'began eden atachton. Because when it comes to even any tanug that our neshamas are able to experience in Gan Eden Tachten, in the lowest level of Gan Eden, that our neshamas are able to experience, Amar Mutov the Ledaine Vechulo, Shekedai Kol Yisuri Gehenna Vechulo. Chazal tell us that it's worth it for a neshama that has to pass through and go through difficulties until it makes it into Gan Eden. It's worth it to go through all the judgment of the next world with all the Yisurim, God forbid, that the neshama has to pass through if it didn't, you know, it has to go through bad things in the other world. But the Chazal say, it's kedai. Why? Because of the oinig, that once it finishes that time of din, when the din is finished, mishpat l'rishoyim begadim, yud beis chaydish, and when the time of din finishes, then the neshama is able to experience what? Gan Eden Tachtoin. That's only Gan Eden Tachtoin. Now we're not going into all these madregas, but in the world beyond this world, there are madregas. The lowest madrega beyond this world is called Gan Eden Tachtoin, the lower Gan Eden. And that oinig is something that we can't understand. We can't imagine the pleasure that the neshamas experience in Gan Eden Tachtoin. From what? Ad kedei kach that is worth going through all the yisurim of Gehenna to be able to be in Gan Eden Tachten, and to experience the Tanug of Gan Eden Tachten, which we can't be masing. So Kol Shekein. So how much more so? Kal V'Chaimer. B'Gilu Shei La'asad Lavai. The Gilu that's going to be La'asad Lavai. The ultimate Gilu of Mashiach and Achas Yomim and Chias HaMesim and the Madregas of the highest and higher and higher Madregas that we can't be masing. Kamoisha ain gilui kohat samech shabarat agashmi, rocket and kamoisha ain gilui kohat samech shabarat agashmi. The same way that I can only reveal this mysterious koach of the earth if I do something, if I plant, I have to do something. Rak aide zrias hagarin, only by planting the seed. I have to do this. That's my job, is to plant the seed. Kamoichain hu gilui koach arat al yana, so too. How do I reveal that koach of the Eretz Ha'elyona, of that higher Eretz? How do I reveal the fruits of that Eretz Ha'elyona, this Tanug of Hashem, that brings forth Shefa into all worlds? The answer is, Davka de Zvir Shal Maisa HaMitzvahs. Zeret Tzedokas Masmiya Cheshuvas. Through the Maisa HaMitzvahs, through doing mitzvahs. So Chassidim and other Jews who believe in this, especially Chabad Chassidim, who learn this their whole lives growing up, they'll travel 3 hours to put tefillin on some guy that's living in some shtetl someplace in Oklahoma. Kedai, you kedai. To be mezaka Jew with a mitzvah. A maisa mitzvah. What's a maisa mitzvah? that you and I do. We're yawning, and we're not sure if it's the Tzon Sheyad, Tzon Sheroish, or if it's Mincha, Shachar, Ma, we don't even know what's going on. And Maisei HaMitzvah. Ad Yizriya Shal Maisei HaMitzvah. Therefore, on the deepest, deepest level, which the Alter explains a lot, it's not for now, but there's something that's, when it comes to a Maisei HaMitzvah, like, you know, Chazal asked, what's bigger, mitzvahs, ma'isim tov, ma'talmud Torah, and the Torah says talmud Torah because it's mainly the mitzvahs of mazbah. But then, what do you mean? If you're saying, what's greater, learning or doing mitzvahs? But the answer is, well, learning, because then learning will bring you to do mitzvahs. So you hear how it's going. So, the Alter Rebbe explains in many places that there's something that, when it comes to learning, of course, one's mind is connecting to the mind of Hashem. Wow. But there's something when it comes to a mitzvah, even if I don't understand anything about it, the act of the mitzvah itself is zereh tzedakos, matzmir chishuvos, a maisa mitzvah. Because when it comes to learning, let's face it, you and I, as hard as we try, we're not Reb Chaim Kanievsky, right? It's not happening with us. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky would tell you, it's not happening with him, the Rambam or Rabbeinu Tam, or the Vilna Gaon. He would tell you that. It's not happening, the Rambam or Rabbeinu Tam. But Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam and the Vilna Gaon, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Bala Mechaim L'Chaim, and us, we put on the same tefillin in the morning. Kosher tefillin. Hey, wait a minute. This one's $20 more. But put on the kosher tefillin. Same tefillin. Thousands of years. The same tefillin. I'm putting on. Same sitzes, same Shabbos, same. Vizesha Kosov, and that's what the Navi is hinting at. The Navi Yeshaya. Ki ka'aretz, toitzi simcha. For as the earth brings forth her growth, uchigana zeru'eha tatsmiach. And the garden makes the seed shoot up. Listen to the words. And the garden is able to take the seed. When you plant it in the garden, it takes the seed and it's able to take it and cause it to shoot up. I mean, physically in the garden to grow. But now we see that the mitzvahs, the Navi is talking about our mitzvahs. Because then the pasuk goes on, Kenesh Nakim, Yatsmiya Sadaka, who see the naked color garden. It's talking about our mitzvahs. That Hashem is going to reveal the glory of the Jewish people to the eyes of the entire world. That's what the pasuk is talking about, that we accomplished through all the years of keeping mitzvahs. Keeping mitzvahs. Nothing fancy. Just mitzvahs. Ma'aseh mitzvahs. Hashem is going to reveal this to the world, what this is, this inyan of a mitzvah. And it's compared to just as the earth brings forth her growth and a garden makes the seed shoot up. What grows from the seed is infinitely higher than the seed itself. So the Rebbe says that the garden makes her seed shoot up, but zeruah is in plural. Zeruah really means seeds. Makes the seeds shoot up. Zeruah, Lashon Rab in the plural. I see, he gets what he says here. Is an Indian, Kiesh name in Zriyas. There are two types of Zriyos, of planting. Or there are two levels to this seeding of the Eretz HaElyona, two levels of this seeding of the earth, of that earth that's called Malchus in Avodas Hashem, when we work the soil of Yiddishkeit. There are two Zriyas. Echad zriyas gufa shel mitzvah, shel ma'aseh mitzvah. The first is the zriya, the planting of the actual ma'aseh mitzvah. And as long as your tefillin are kosher, you did it. So, as long as the tefillin are kosher, you put that in the ground. Echad zriyas gufa shel ma'aseh mitzvah. Umizeh nitzvah gili orva haziv began eden atachton. Now that zriya of the actual ma'aseh mitzvah brings forth fruit on the lower level of Gan Eden. The lower level of Gan Eden. V'habez, but the second aspect of the Zriya, who Zriya Ruchonius Yaiser, That's the thoughts that you put and the feelings that you put into the mitzvah. If you put your thoughts and your feelings into the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself already, just the mitzvah itself, with no embellishments. The mitzvah itself is a ma'aseh zriya that causes it to be this growth in Gan Eden Tachtein. But the second level, who has zriya ruchanis yosef, who kavanis ha-mitzvahs? When a Jew does a mitzvah and he puts his mind and his heart into the mitzvah. And this is where the bracha of the mitzvah comes in. That's so important. That's the Rebbe talks about also. He called our mitzvah Srichas Kavana. That's a machlokes, of course, in Chazal in many places. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, and Srichas Kavana, the Reisa, the Rabbanan. Call our mitzvah Srichas Kavana, Shchon Aruch. Vakavana, the question is Leikuva, and we're not going into it, but what is this Kavana? He says, Vakavana, he, Belibo Omocho, in one's heart and in one's mind. Now we're already talking about something that itself is an ayin dikazach, you understand? It's already something which is invisible. It's not something you could touch. Your thoughts and your feelings are already untouchable. Something that's not tangible. It's something already that's in the world of ayin. More than the maisa mitzvah, the physical act of the mitzvah is physical, but your thoughts and feelings are not.
Is there a second level for the tree?
That's a good question. And I don't recall in this piece later on, the Rebbe doesn't speak about that, but we'll touch upon that when we get to Rebbe Nachman in Mitzvah Shem. That we do see there is such a thing that depending upon the person's kavanas, it has an impact and effect upon even the physical tree as well.
Just making the bracha, overseeing the tree.
Making a bracha what?
You see a tree, like we see a rainbow. We're supposed
to. Well, the tree, you see, like by Nissan, also by Nissan, we make a bracha. Yeah. You're right. It makes an impact upon the tree. We were talking about this last year, and we were learning something about how they found that when you talk to plants, it affects the way they grow. When the person gives some, it does. My daughter did that with her class.
Yeah, the pet rock.
She did it with a class, and it's true. I mean, it's such a strange Indian.
No, there are people that travel with their plants.
Yeah?
Yes.
Marijuana. I remember that. I had a friend of mine did that. He never went anywhere. Never went anywhere without it. Before it was legal.
No. There are people. I know for a fact that actually they have these house plants, and they go on a trip, they put them in the car, and they must water them.
Say that. Okay, so there's an Indian. There is something there. We can joke and laugh, but there is something there. I mean, not people of Michigan, but there's something there. There's a koach. Kari ikka kavan hula davka bayis baruch hadei maisa mitzvah azos. Because the ikka kavan, the main thought that a person should have an intention is that through this tefillin, I want to become closer to God. I want to be davuk tashem. I want to be davuk tashem. How this works, what this works. Okay, if you study Kabbalah, you know all that. But I want this to work. I don't know how. I'd say I'm not a botanist. I don't know what goes on with the plants and the ground, and I don't know this stuff. But I want it to grow. I don't know how it works. But something happens to it. The key here is emunah and a rotzen that there should be deveikus b'Hashem. Mam b'chai olamim v'zareya. V'chein b'mitzvahs lo yisesei, b'chines ha-kavon hu, and when it comes to staying away from doing bad things, in other words, being careful with the low sesays, with the negative commandments, one should have in mind that I'm staying away from this forbidden act in order not to become separated from God's unity. In order not to be separated from that dveikus of Hashem. That's also a kavana when you're tempted to do something. Rabbi Yonah explains like this: when you're tempted to do something, And you stay away from it because of Yiras Shamayim, you're in the midst of Yiras Hashem. That's what Rabbi Yonah says. When you're tempted to do something and you hold back, that's Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Hashem. The kavana is, I don't want to do something that's going to separate me from Hashem. That's the kavana when it comes to a negative commandment. Like a woman that she's unfaithful to her husband, she becomes forbidden and she commits adultery, she's forbidden to her husband. It makes her separated from her husband. It separates her from her husband. If she's unfaithful, if she's doing something she shouldn't do, it separates her from her husband. So when we, God forbid, do something we're not supposed to do, it separates us from God. If a person is doing something that's not allowed, he's cutting himself off in some way from the Kodesh Elyon, from that connection to God, to the highest, to Hashem. V'hinei, mikavonas ha-mitzvus nimshach v'nitzmach ha-or b'gan Eden ha-elyon. So this is the second level. From the actual mitzvah, you're bringing this growth that's called gan Eden tachton. Something grows in gan Eden tachton. From the kavana of the mitzvah, then you're growing something that's called gan Eden elyon. Zehu, and that's what's hinted at in the pasuk, uchegana zeru'eha, in the plural, like a garden. Like a garden that brings forth, that makes the seeds grow, plural. Zo kegana zeru'eha tatzmiach zaru le'nemar ela zeru'eha. Hainu shtei zriyas, both levels of zriya. Hanal vayim b'sef shabbanim and tanya perek lamaches. Right, we'll finish this piece bez Hashem. So we'll finish this piece next time, next week.